My name is Richard Jack. I guess the topic it was Native American Heritage Month, and thinking about some of the contributions that Native people have given to the society at large in terms of medicines, food, land, resources. In return, we were supposed to have received health care, education, and things of that nature, which haven't really panned out in our best interest. And so I woke up with this, with these Indian words, and they go something like this. They go, Wiji Adiwa Gapina Nigan. And what that means is, from the ancient past to the present, continuing way into the future, we are working together. I think we've embraced what's commonly referred to as nation building or rebuilding, as we would like to call it.
Richard, you mentioned that you're on the Constitution Committee, and is that how you see your role on that committee, as working towards nation rebuilding?
Oh, most definitely. I can't say enough about a people who have been disenfranchised from their culture, their language, their heritage. And so that's kind of what the nation rebuilding process is all about, recognizing a traumatic recent past and how we are recovering from that. We have entered into a new economic path. We don't have a large tax base that we can draw revenues from to support local institutions. So we've engaged in business development with the hopes that we can fund our own institutions, our own healthcare, our own education, those kinds of things, housing. And like I said, we have a rich heritage to draw from. We had some ancient systems that worked well for us for thousands of years that we were disenfranchised from. And there is great value in the way those systems worked.
What is your vision for the tribe as you're working towards these economic development projects?
Well, certainly, I hope to end poverty in my lifetime. Right now, we're looking at a 59% unemployment rate. We have a very unskilled workforce. I'd like to see us all have good paying jobs. The Constitution, the organic document that we live under, we have directives from our tribal council to move forward with meaningful steps like creating an independent judiciary, due process, uniform code, commercial codes, looking into building our own financial institution. It all takes time. It all takes a learning curve. It all takes some money to develop those types of institutions. We're trying to reinstill that seventh generation thought process beyond our lifetime for the children and their children of tomorrow. So that's kind of part of that whole vision, and it's working.
Well, Richard, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, I guess I'm grateful for the opportunity.